Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Have you ever noticed that in apocalyptic shows like The Walking Dead, doctors become some of what are some of the most valuable people alive, right? And yet, right now in our quote-unquote normal lives, we treat our bodies like an afterthought. Today, we're going to explore why that is and how to change it. And I promise I won't tell you just to exercise or eat different. This goes much, much deeper than that. Welcome, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and for nearly 20 years, I have helped people explore bodies, beliefs, and energies, and how they shape their lives. And today we're talking about one of my favorite things that I haven't talked about in a while, bodies, okay? And today we're talking about something that is so obvious. Obvious, but almost no one actually lives like it's true. What am I talking about besides bodies? Basically, how we treat bodies. How taking care of our body is not a luxury. It's a requirement, right? And not taking care of our bodies for perfection or for our appearance or even just for health, but for living our life. You know that really weird saying, nobody gets out of this alive? Well, yeah. If your body isn't functioning, you don't have a life to live. And I don't mean like, is it functioning well? I just mean like, if your body's gone, this life is over. You move on to the next phase, whatever that is. Okay. So this is the pattern I've seen over and over and over and over and over and over and over again a lot in 20 years. I mean, I literally travel the world teaching people how to communicate with their body. So I've seen it a lot. What is the pattern? People will take care of their responsibilities, their work, their relationships, and their obligations. And then, if there's anything left, then maybe they'll take care of their body. And again, I'm not talking about exercise. I mean, is movement included? Sure. But this is not a show about just go exercise. That's not what this is about, okay? Because here's the problem. After we've taken care of everything else, have you noticed there's nothing left? So not only is it including the mindset, but it's the physicalness of it. And I'm going to bring that into a lot in a minute, okay? But, and this having nothing left is not because people don't care. I wish I could say that was it. Oh, people just don't care. Unfortunately, we care a lot. Okay, it's because somewhere along the way, we have learned that taking care of yourself is optional. Or worse, it's indulgent. It's selfish, or it's something you earn after everything else is done, right? My mother, she unfortunately was raised with the point of view, you work before you play, right? Well, the work is never done. I mean, she got over that, you know, later on in life. But she grew up with that. You work before you play. And so a lot of us have learned that as well, that taking care of ourselves is something we have to earn. We have to do a lot, take a lot of hard-earned actions before we can take care of our bodies. But here's the thing that most people never stop to question. What if your body is not an extra part of your life, but what if it is the access point to your life? Your body is not an extra part, it's an access point to your life, okay? So this is where I admit that I love zombie movies. I still think it's so funny because, like I said, having spent almost 20 years traveling the world, teaching people about their body, listening to it, and working with people one-on-one listen about working with their body. I love zombie movies, which are basically bodies without souls, infinite beings, or spirits. I get the juxtaposition. It's freaking hilarious. But so I had this moment where I was watching The Walking Dead, which is one of my favorites. And, you know, in this, there was this whole scene where there was a fight over the doctor, and the one doctor was killed. And so the two camps were fighting over the doctor. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's when the doctor becomes really important, or undeniably important, I should say. And, you know, so I really started looking at that. I'm like, wow, you know what? We see this in almost every apocalyptic show or movie. Civilization collapses, everything falls apart, and suddenly the doctor becomes the most valuable person in existence. Because most of us don't even know how our body works. So we need this expert. We need somebody to take care of it, right? Because when everything else goes away, we are left with one simple, very real truth. If the body goes down, everything else goes down. Okay? So in these like apocalyptic scenarios, infection matters. Injury matters. Exhaustion even matters. Nourishment, food matters. Okay? The body is no longer negotiable. It becomes obvious that caring for the body equals survival. And yet, right now in what we call quote unquote civilized modern society, modern life, we treat the body like it's optional, you know, like it's secondary, like we'll just keep going no matter what we do or don't do it for it, right? And that, to me, that disconnect is fascinating because our body has never stopped being essential. We just stopped paying attention. Because, like, in this civilized society, oh, we have an infection, take antibiotics. It's readily available everywhere. But what if it wasn't? What would you do? Then suddenly this becomes something important, right? Something you have to focus on even more. And I'm not saying your body should be controlling your life, but don't make it an afterthought in your life, okay? Because so we live in a world where we can override our body constantly. And I'm just as culpable as this. I've done it before, a lot, recently, occasionally. More than I'd like to admit, but I will. But we live in a world where we can override our body. You can ignore hunger, right? Because it's not a big deal. Hungry, I'll eat something later. You can push past exhaustion. And this is what we call daily life, right? You numb discomfort. I have a lot of shows and YouTube videos on that, about how we use screens and other stuff to numb awareness. So we numb discomfort. We distract ourselves from stress. We delay rest. I did a fascinating show about here on Inspired Choices Network. I did a podcast called like Delayed Bedtime Procrastination Revenge or something like that. It's fascinating. Go listen to it. But we delay rest. And most importantly, we suppress the signals of our body. You know, as I've mentioned several times already in the show, I traveled the world teaching people how to listen to their body, the signals, not just like, I'm hungry, which we tend to ignore, or I'm tired, which we tend to ignore. Ah, thank you, my amazing producer. The show I did was Quiet Rebellion of Staying Up Late. Check it out. It's really good. It's on this new psychological thing that we do. And how did I know it? Because I was doing it. And I went, what is this? And then, yeah, I learned. Check it out. So, as I was saying, I traveled the world teaching people how to listen to their bodies, not just the physical aspects of it, but also the energetic information it gives us when danger is near, when we like somebody, or when we should run away from somebody, or anything like that. Okay. so we can suppress these signals, whatever it is, whether it's a physical one like sleep or hunger, or energetic of like awareness of another person, thing, or environment. But we can suppress it and get away with it for a little while. But we can't forever. Because here's what's actually happening. Okay, are you ready for this one? Because this one's gonna suck. When you are not, okay, so you are not bypassing the body. You are borrowing from it. And the body always keeps track. Not for retaliation, but for survival. Okay? So when we suppress these signals, when we push past them, the exhaustion, the stress, the tired, the energies, when we delay rest, all of these kind of things, we're not bypassing. We didn't find a magic loophole. We are borrowing from our body's reserves, from our body's energy. And our body then often will need to kick into survival mode. That's what I mean by our body keeps track. Because our body's like, I'm at 100%. Now I'm at 80. Now I'm at 65. Now I'm below 50 duty. Need to pay attention to me. No, I'm not paying attention to your body. Now the body is at 35, 20, 10, 15. Right? Whoops, went to the wrong question. But so it keeps track, not for a punishment, but as information. Because your body is constantly asking, are we supported? Are we safe? Are we resourced? Are we being listened to? Whew. And when the answer is no, the system needs to compensate. And compensating is not the same as thriving, okay? And this is when our body gets louder because it's trying to survive. So here's one of the biggest shifts. Your body is not something you carry through life, right? I run into that so often. People are like, oh, my body's just this thing of meat that I have to lug around, right? It's not something that's like, oh, I have a body, I have to carry it, I have to go through it with, through life with my body. No, no, no. Your body is how you experience life. Everything you want, energy is like clarity, creativity, things physical like focus, connection, joy, resilience, all of it requires you to have a body. Even your ability to receive, oh, that R word, receive money, opportunities, relationships, ideas, is processed through your nervous system and your body physically. Energetically, you receive information from the universe around you. Body interprets that, can give you that. As I mentioned before, have you ever walked up to somebody and been like, ew, they give me the willies, and then find out they're a big, like, dangerous person? Yeah. Your body's giving you that tingling information, your awareness of the energy of it, right? So when we say things like, I don't have time to take care of my body, what we're actually saying is, I'm trying to live my life while ignoring the system that makes it possible. I'll do that one again without laughing, sorry. When we ignore the signals from our body, what we're actually saying is, I am trying to live my life while ignoring the system, your body, that makes it possible. Because again, you experience your life through your body. And that system of like ignoring your body, it never actually works long term. I've seen thousands of people try. Some I've facilitated, some I just notice on the street, right? And as my mom used to say on her radio shows, if you didn't have a body, where else would you live, right? We would miss, the other thing she used to say is we would miss so much of our life if we didn't have a body. So we're going to go to our commercial break. But while we're on our break, please start looking at this. What would you miss of this amazing life, this amazing reality, this earth, interactions, everything? What would you miss if you didn't have a body? I think you'll be shocked at some of the things that your body whispers to you, okay? And if you are enjoying this and enjoying topics like this, please do consider going to your favorite platform like iTunes and rating me, giving me a review, maybe even sharing, leaving a comment, because that stuff tells the algorithm like, hey, you know what? Other people should be listening to this too. So just search for The Exploration of Wonder with Danielle Carter, which, by the way, that's what you're watching or listening to, The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. We are on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, which the commercial reminded me I forgot to tell you. Hi, I'm Danielle. I'm a nationally board certified wellness coach with nearly 20 years of experience. And today we're exploring why an apocalypse will pay attention to our body and it becomes something important. But why not now? Why in civilized society do we think we can put our bodies last? Well, here are a few patterns that have shown up over the years of why we always put our bodies last. Number one, we are taught to prioritize output over support, meaning what you produce matters than how you feel, right? Oh, I know you feel bad, but when you get done, it'll all be worth it. Thanks. Yeah, so we're taught to prioritize output rather than support from our body, right? Support our body. Number two, we disconnected from our body signals early on. And we learned this in childhood, right? We learned to override hunger, rest, emotion, and intuition. I was talking with my sister yesterday about how when I was a kid, I said to my dad, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, someday we're going to find this lost civilization and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, we've already discovered every person. There's no hidden lost civilization. I'm like, no, it's in some like foresty, jungle-ish place, you know, whatever I said as a kid. And I remember this very vividly, him going, no, you're wrong. That's not possible. We are. So just saying, trust that intuition. Your body helps you with that. But we've been disconnected by being told we're wrong and that kind of stuff to ignore it. Number three, we associate body care with extremes. Diets, fitness plans, all or nothing routines, right? It's like, if you could turn this 180, great. Most people aren't. So give yourself a slow onboarding ramp, okay? So that, because if we can't do it perfectly, we're not going to do it at all, which I also have a good show on that, the all or nothing problem, something like that. All right. Number four, we treat care as something to earn. This is a big one. I'll rest when this is done. I'll play when the work is done. I'll take care of myself after I handle everything. But here's the thing. Your body's not asking for perfection. It's just asking for participation and to be a contribution to you and to it contributing to you and you contribute to it. Woo! So what changes? It changes when we start to shift these patterns, right? When you start treating your body as required instead of optional, things change in very practical ways. You make clear decisions. You recover faster from stress. You notice things earlier. You have more consistent energy. You're less reactive. And you receive more without overwhelm. Because what's interesting is how often, even when we receive what we're asking for, it feels like too much, right? And here's one of the biggest shifts. Remember how I talked earlier about that we're always borrowing from our body, not bypassing it? So when we stop, when we start contributing more to our bodies and stop doing it as a last thing, we stop living life from depletion. Just that right there, my friend, should motivate us. We stop running and living our lives from depletion because, please hear this. What a lot of people call lack of motivation, lack of discipline, lack of clarity is actually just the depletion from a body that has been ignored for too long. Oh, if I had more motivation, I'd just get up off the couch and do this. Well, no, maybe if you weren't actually exhausted and have your nervous system in a constant fight or flight, you could get off the couch and do something. Okay? So here's some really quick tips and tricks about how to shift the mindset on this, okay? Number one, stop thinking of your body care as extra. It's not self-care, it is life support, okay? Two, ask your body one question daily. What would support you right now? Not what is efficient, what is productive, what would support you right now? Three, start small and consistent. And I hinted at this earlier, that all or nothing mentality that we think we have. You know, I work with hundreds of people about changing how they move their body, eat, or anything like that. And I'm like, okay, well, then this week change one thing. Celebrate that, then the next week change something else. It doesn't have to be all right now. Start small and consistent. Okay, because consistency changes everything. Consistently actually creates the habits that you're desiring. Number four, notice before you fix. What do I mean by that? Thank you for asking. Awareness first. What I mean is you have to see what you want to change before you can change it. Don't assume. Assuming never gets us anywhere. It gets us confused, lost, and in more overwhelm and exhaustion. So, awareness first. Where are you tired? Where are you pushing? Where are you overriding? No judgment, just notice, okay? So that's what it means by notice before you fix, notice before you make the change. I often tell my private clients that I'm like, hey, give yourself a week, notice the pattern, then see where you want to change something. With no judgment, just awareness, okay? Number five, acknowledge your body. I know it seems like, well, duh, Danielle, you've been talking about it the whole show, but it bears repeating and pointed out. Acknowledge your body. Your body has carried you through everything. Please acknowledge that. Please acknowledge how it's had your back. Even when you thought you couldn't live through it, you did. You're here. Okay, and that acknowledgement creates connection, and connection creates change. And isn't that really what we're all about, is the change? Okay, so here's the real invitation of it all, okay? Let me ask you, what if taking care of your body is not something you fit into your life? What if it's something that your life builds from? What? Rewind. What if taking care of your body is not something you fit into your life? But what if it's something that life, your life, builds from? Because here's the truth. If everything in your life disappeared tomorrow, your body would still be one thing you would need. Just like in the shows. Just like in those apocalyptic shows that I tend to love for some reason, okay? In those survival scenarios, your body becomes the one thing you want to take care of most. Because those apocalyptic shows are always about finding medicine, finding food, finding shelter. Why? Because you have a body. And your body requires that still even today, but more dynamically than we've ever given it credit. So why wait for things to fall apart to choose it? You can choose it now. And in that choice, what if your life can grow? Because it can. What if you can have more ease? Because it can. Okay. So starting today, give yourself a week. Just notice, where have you been treating your life? Where in your life have you been treating your body like it's optional? And what is one small way you can shift that? Not perfectly, not all at once, but just one step, okay? Because in the motion and flow, all things become possible. And your body's not separate from that, right? It's where it begins. Your body's not out to get you. Your body is not the problem. Your body is something that helps you experience life, grow your life, have a life, right? As my mom said, how much of this life would you miss if you didn't have a body to experience it? I have spent decades telling people and showing people how amazing bodies are, how they can give you awareness, how they can contribute to you, how they can help you build life, businesses, relationships, money, whatever it is. And you know what the best thing about this is? You don't need special tools. You don't need to buy something else. You just need to look inside and acknowledge and put your hand on your chest and say, "Hi, body. Thank you for having my back all of these years. Let's play. What can we create together?" All right. And to build on this, next week I'm going to do a show, how to listen to your body without judging yourself. Because what's interesting is, as I've worked with people and they start listening to the body, one of the things that comes up most dynamically is judgment of themselves, what they think they've done to their body, or the shame of it, or anything like that. But I'm here to tell you, your body doesn't have that point of view. It doesn't think you hate it. It's just waiting for you to acknowledge it. So to build on this, next week we're going to do how to listen to your body without judging yourself. All right, my friends. Please, please, please don't wait for the apocalypse and the zombie uprising to happen to include your body and stop putting it last. Because when you prioritize your body, your whole life changes. All right, my friends, have a fun, flowy, magical week. Fun week, a magic week, and be back next week, because guess what? I will be too. Thanks, everyone. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.